Today from the Ohio Newsroom, the Ohio town thrust into the national immigration debate.
Support for the Ohio Newsroom comes from Antioch University, now accepting applications for fall entry for several online graduate management programs, including business administration, human services administration, and nonprofit management. More at antioch.edu.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Claire Roth. Yesterday on the program, we heard about an increase in Haitian immigration to Lima. But it's not the first Ohio city to see a sudden surge. Springfield has attracted thousands of Haitians in the last decade. They've been an example for Lima to follow, but a community tragedy has caused tension in the city and put both the local Haitian community and those trying to help them under the microscope. The Ohio Newsroom's Kendall Crawford reports.
Before the clock strikes 9 a.m., a line already stretches through the lobby of St. Vincent de Paul in Springfield.
Looks like the U.N.
It's already so cool.
I think it looks better than the U.N., frankly.
Casey Rollins is the director here. The nonprofit is hosting biweekly legal clinics to help Haitian immigrants apply for temporary protected status. It allows them to temporarily live and work in the U.S. since conditions in their home country are dangerous.
What you see is lots of people applying for work permits online. They don't have computer access, so we offer it.
Michele Dasse is applying for one today. He came to Springfield last year, fleeing political instability in Haiti. He spoke to me through a translator.
I don't have anywhere to go. I just stay with my sister because only my sister just support me.
Lima only began to see a surge in immigration from Haiti last fall. But it's been a trend here in Springfield for years, in large part due to large food plants that heavily rely on Haitian workers. City officials estimate 12,000 people have come from Haiti to Springfield. That's around a 20% increase to the town's population of less than 60,000. For a while, Rollins says her organization's support of the new arrivals went largely unchallenged. That changed last year.
I want to thank you for joining us. I'm Monica Day, and we begin with breaking news. Right now, multiple law enforcement agencies are on the scene of a deadly school bus crash.
A Haitian man, without a valid driver's license, killed an 11-year-old in a traffic accident. It sparked outcry and fear over the migrants' presence in the community. Springfield became a nationwide lightning rod for this issue. Politicians like Vice Presidential candidate J.D. Vance says it's an example of why federal immigration reform is needed. Ohio Congressman Mike Turner, who represents the area, has questioned the legality of a federal program that prioritizes immigration for Haitian family members of legal residents. And locally, Mayor Rob Rue says the incident has led to an enormous amount of strife.
If you just watch some of our city meetings, it's not just racism, it's fear. There's fear involved, there's maybe some comments of racism, but it's not just that. It's also fear that there's a lot of people here, we just don't know what to do.
The 11-year-old's family has condemned what they call hateful remarks. And Rue emphasizes that the city and organizations like Rollins are trying to respond with compassion. But they need help. He says there's not enough housing, law enforcement, health services, or translation services to accommodate the rapid population increase.
This wasn't Springfield, Ohio's problem to solve. I feel personally that this is something that it's been put on us in such a way that it's become a difficulty.
He's asking state and national leaders for financial assistance for small cities like Springfield that he says don't have the infrastructure to support waves of immigration. Rollins, with St. Vincent de Paul, is focused on the present.
The reality is they're here, they're ours, we need to help.
While the debate over immigration reform continues, she'll be working with migrants like Dasse, who hope to start a life in Ohio. For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Kendall Crawford in Springfield.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.